everyone. I'm Michael Bellina, and here's your quick tip for today. I don't want you to bet the farm on search engine optimization and completely ignore content strategy. So when you talk about bringing customers into your website, a lot of people talk about search engine optimization. But you know what? There's a few issues with just focusing on keywords in search terms. First of all, it's a cat and mouse game. Google updates their algorithm and you make changes to your site, and then Google makes another change to their algorithm and you make more changes, then they roll back some of the changes, so you're left in kind of this betwixt and between place, and you just throw your hands up in the air, the heck with it. It's people want to rank number one, but if you ever look at search engine results page, let's say, for example, CPAs in Middletown, okay, something like that. When you go to the search results page, you have the ads are at the top, and then you have a whole section of where the map is, and then the map results, and then somewhere down way at the bottom, you have the organic searches. You know, and the other thing is Google more and more, their search results are based on intent. So what does that mean? Well, if you search Lincoln, there can only be one number one. Well, is it the car? Is it the president? Is it the town? Google has to make the determination based on your prior search, by your search criteria and what your intent is. Now, it's kind of hard with just one word, but the thing is that it's not always what you expect, and your search results are going to be different than my search results just based on our search history. So that's something else to keep in mind. So don't get me wrong, I'm not discouraging you from optimizing your site for keywords, because it's an important part, because you want to at least show up when someone searches for your type of business. But here's some other things to keep in mind. Nearly a third of all searches are over 4 words long. So that means that people aren't just typing in, you know, one phrase. They're typing in some sort of problem or some sort of more detailed search. Another thing is 8% of all searches are in the form of a question, which means people are looking for information. So here's where content marketing kind of kicks in. You know, what is your customer, what does your customer want to be looking, what are they looking for? You know, there is an opportunity there for you to answer those questions, because, you know, you could be, you know, number one ranked for, you know, CPAs in Middletown, but the truth of the matter is a lot of your customers might be doing other types of searches where you can also appear and rank number one and actually be at the top of the page. So by asking the right questions, you know, and when you talk to your customers, you can actually come up with a myriad of ideas on what to write about and what they're looking for, what problems are you solving. Just to kind of give you an example, nearly half of the traffic that comes to my site comes from blog posts that I've written, some of which are over 3 years old. So you could focus on keywords and that type of search engine optimization, but don't forget there are so many other opportunities that you take advantage of when it comes to SEO just by writing some content and making content valuable to your customer. And that's my quick tip for today. Let's keep the conversation going. You can follow me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, where all these videos will appear. Again, my name is Michael Bellina, and I hope to see you again real soon. Thanks.